Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Protests continue across the country today after the Minnesota Department of Human Rights announced it will launch an investigation into the Minneapolis Police Department over the death of George Floyd. In a moment, we'll hear from the only Black member of President Trump's cabinet, Dr. Ben Carson.
But first, in Minneapolis last night, Roxy Washington, the mother of Floyd's six-year-old daughter, Gianna, spoke publicly for the first time about his death.
I'm here for my baby, and I'm here for George, because I want justice for him. I want justice for him because he was good. No matter what anybody thinks, he was good.
Patrice Cullors joins us now on Skype. She co-founded Black Lives Matter in 2013. And Patrice, since 2013, we've seen mass protests against police violence in Ferguson, Missouri, after the killing of Michael Brown, in Baltimore, after the death of Freddie Gray, really across the country. And now we're here again. Does this moment feel different to you?
This moment feels a lot of the same. A lot of the same kind of pain, a lot of the same kind of rage, but different because last time we experienced this moment, we didn't have as much national organization around what to do. And we've spent the last 7 years building out deep ties across the country because if we knew we would have a moment like this again, and now we get to actually respond differently.
We've seen some police officers face consequences amid these protests. In Minneapolis, the officer who knelt on George Floyd's neck for more than 8 minutes has been charged. The mayor of Louisville fired his chief of police after the killing of a store owner there. What do you think would constitute justice in this moment that we're in right now?
For a lot of people, they want accountability for what these officers have done. So some people are asking for prosecuting law enforcement. I think that's a fine demand, and I think that's not a demand rooted in us being able to change the system. It's holding an individual accountable for their actions, an individual that is tied to an institution that has caused a lot of destruction. So I get that demand, but I do think that the demand of defunding law enforcement becomes a central demand and how we actually get real accountability and justice, because it means that we are reducing the ability for law enforcement to have resources that harm our communities. And with that demand, it's not just about taking away money from the police. It's about reinvesting those dollars into Black communities, communities that have been deeply divested from, communities that some have never felt the impact of having true resources. And so we have to reconsider what we're resourcing. I've been saying we have an economy of punishment over an economy of care.
But what do you say to this argument that it's not that less money is needed to be spent on police, but actually reallocating the way that money is spent so that police can be used for the good of communities and not in opposition of them?
Oh, it's not possible for law enforcement, the entity of law enforcement, to be a compassionate, caring governmental agency in Black communities. That's not the training. That's not the institution. We have spent the last seven years asking for training, asking for body cameras. The body cameras have done nothing more than show us what's happening over and over again. The training has done nothing but show us that law enforcement and the culture of law enforcement is incapable of changing. And so what we're asking for is a reinvestment and how we understand what's needed in our communities. Why is law enforcement the first responders for mental health crisis? Why are the first responders for domestic violence issues? Why are they the first responders for homelessness? And so those are the first places we can look into, let alone let's talk about law enforcement's ability to surveil the community and how much money they're given in surveillance dollars every single year. We have allowed, the public has allowed for us to have militarized police forces in our communities, and we have to stop it.
So do you think, you know, we've been talking a lot about these videos that have gone viral of protests around the country, of police officers kneeling and marching with protesters. Do you see these as distractions, or are you encouraged by these moments, or do you feel like they're PR?
Colin Kaepernick was banned from the NFL for taking a knee for Black people, specifically looking at the ways law enforcement violence has impacted us. When the police take a knee, not only do I not take it seriously, it's disingenuous. Taking a knee is not stopping the deaths of our community members. We need radical shifts. We need transformation. These things don't happen through police taking a knee at protests and then right after they take a knee, getting up and tear gassing us and rubber bulleting us and beating us with batons.
That's Patrice Cullors. She is one of the co-founders of Black Lives Matter. Patrice, thank you.
Thank you so much.